Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
I'm Bill Shear. I'm the pastor of this church. I'll tell you, it became a little overwhelming to me today as, you know, I was just praying about tonight, and I've been praying all day. And, you know, in this church, we've had over 300,000 people that have made decisions to follow after Jesus in their lives, right here on this property, and of course, the property we have for the first 7 years of the church. We'll have been in this property for 20 years this Easter. And I look around, and now we see all the families that are here and everybody that it's just such an incredible time, you know, that, you know, I think about it, that, you know, you'd fill a room with people that just want to love God together at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and here we are. And I want to welcome everybody that's watching from Skytook and Sepulpa, both those Guts churches, and people that are watching online, people that are just stopping the madness for a minute and just let's just focus on Jesus just for a little bit. Will you guys join me in focusing on Jesus just for a little bit? You know what God's doing on our behalf. You know, Sandy and I are so grateful. Can I welcome Sandy in here today, Sandy? And you know, it's just remarkable what God has done in our lives, in our home, in our church, and in this community. You know, and there's people here that I became a Christian in 1979, and just a few weeks after I became a Christian, I went to Bible school. And the only reason I went to Bible school, I didn't want to, wasn't in the plan. Really, honestly, wild horses couldn't have drugged me there. And then they told me I couldn't go because I hadn't been a Christian long enough. And I was, well, by God, I'm going. And then so I went to Bible school, and I met a few people. I didn't really fit in, but there were people there that just received me and accepted me. And it was an overwhelming victory in my life. And a couple of them are here today. Marlon and Kathy Sparks are here from Perryton, Texas. You guys want to stand and say hi? And their son, Cody, who I guess Sandy said when we walked in, I guess Kathy was pregnant with Cody when Sandy was pregnant with Taylor together. And you guys all know Taylor. And they seem to be cut from similar cloth, too, Taylor and Cody. So he's some kind of music star or something down in Austin. That's what his dad says. So, but I'm telling you all of this just to tell you that all of this works together. All of this makes things work out. Do you understand that? I mean, people here with their babies, people here. And, you know, we already took the offering, but if your kid burns one of the chairs with the candle, just leave a $150 check on the chair and we'll just get another one. Or blame it on one of the other kids around, because that's what you normally do. But, you know, when you think of Christmas, and we all know the story so well, but the bottom line is this, is that everything in our lives, listen, instantly worked out when God provided the solution as his son, Jesus. Everything instantly worked out. Now, whether we live it or not, man, that might be another thing. But the provision for things working out in our lives, it just instantly happened. And what God does, and let me just tell you how God works, it's just like Jesus being that baby in a manger, no room in the inn. We all know the story. And God gives us his promise in seed form. And you guys that come to church here, you hear this regularly, that there's so much that God's provided in his word, but it comes to us as seed. You know, Jesus, his story begins with the reality that even he was subject to difficult circumstances. You think about the circumstances of his life. You think about the circumstances of his birth. You think about the whole idea that it was the circumstances were so difficult, yet look what came from those difficult circumstances. Look what happened in his life and now our lives. And when you think about the promise of God that comes in seed form, it comes with statements like this as a seed. It comes that all things are possible to he who believes. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what your circumstance, what your situation might be, I'm telling you, all things are possible to he who believes. The bottom line is that if you could see it in your heart, the hope that God gives us through all of his promise in God's word that all clicked when Jesus was born. That first Christmas morning, when everything started to happen for us spiritually. And when you think about that, you might say, well, but I'm 20 years old, or I'm 40 years old, or I'm 60 years old, or I'm 80 years old. That all happened 2,000 years ago. But let me just tell you, it happened for you 2,000 years ago that everything clicked for you in your life. And now all things are possible to he who believes. And I'll tell you what that does. It causes for me, it causes hope to rise. And you know, we lived through the 70s and 80s, a lot of us, through teaching and church. I got saved in 1979, and then through the 80s, that it was just faith, man. It's all about your faith. And let me just tell you, I still believe that. We live by faith. But let me just tell you how it works. The Bible says this: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. In order for us to get to love, what hope does is it creates a bridge from faith to love. To get in that place. And let me tell you why you want to live in a place of love. It's because love never fails. Love always wins. Love will always win out. Man, if we season everything that we say with love, when we're communicating, when we're talking about people that we shouldn't be talking about because they aren't there, and we're giving our opinion and it's negative and you can't find any love in it, do you understand? All of that comes back on you. But see, that's what it seems like the world's made of today. See, the whole idea of why the world is going the direction it's going is so that people could see the stark difference between the world and God's people. And that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to give us an opportunity to step out from among them in our lives and be who God's purposed us to be. The last thing I want to do is look back at my life and think, man, we did so much and we had so much fun and we cried together, we laughed together and we fought together and we won together and we overcame together, but we left out that true purpose that God has in our lives. Man, in 1 Peter, the beginning of the book in the third verse, he writes and says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy," please listen to that, no matter who you are, no matter what you've been doing, no matter what's been going on in your life, because of God's abundant mercy, the super abundance of his mercy. How many of you guys have failed? How many of you guys have had missteps? How many of you guys have sinned? How many of you guys have whatever you want to call it? Well, let me tell you, none of that matters because of the abundance of God's mercy. His abundant, super abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. See, that's who this Jesus is. This Jesus in our lives now becomes a living hope, a hope that's alive, a hope that's strong. And it's not the kind of living hope that I can produce. Man, I hope the Eagles beat the Giants Sunday. Man, I hope all you guys have a good Christmas. Those are wishes. See, the hope is determined by where our faith is. Remember, it's faith, hope, and love. And what God does is he gives us a measure of faith and then a gift of hope so that we can live a life of love. Why does he want us to live a life of love? It's not this syrupy love that the Hallmark Channel. What'd she do? It's not that syrupy kind of love. It's a love that never fails. It's a love that always overcomes. He gives it as a living hope. Listen, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the whole idea of Christmas. Man, the circumstances are never going to line up with what you thought that they would be. Born in a manger. His dad had to accept him. Listen, what's interesting is I've accepted him and received him as a savior. He had to accept him and receive him as a son. Oh, it's just so powerful. See, because what this hope is, this living hope, it's a combination of expectations. Now listen, and desire. And I think we'd all say hope is our, where we put our expectations. But listen, what we've got to attach with the hope that God gives us is a true desire to see it. Man, if you're laying on a sick bed, see yourself running down the street. Remember the man begging alms, the crippled man, crippled from birth. And you know what he said? Peter and John came up to him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And it said that Peter grabbed him by the arm and pulled him up off his feet. And it was when his feet landed, for the first time in his life, his feet caught and he stood. And he couldn't just stand there. Guess what he did? The Bible says he went running and jumping and praising God. Man, he was hilarious with it. Man, see yourself in that place. Man, see yourself in the debt that you might have. Man, see yourself with victory. See yourself with your mortgage paid off. See yourself with your debts paid. See, that's the expectancy and the desire that we have to have, the hope that God's given us. In Romans, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse, Paul writes, it says, "Not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, character." Listen, and character, hope. Now, this hope doesn't disappoint. I said this hope doesn't disappoint. It's not us wishing it's going to happen. This hope doesn't disappoint. You know, it's interesting because I was talking to a friend that's in this room right now that said he had a lunch meeting with a fellow businessman and had a whole nother belief system. And he said, "Man, I've seen the change in your life, and I've seen that, you know, you're not doing the things that we used to do, but I still am." And then you know what? They talked for a minute, and then you know what it got to? You know what this guy said? And he's probably devout in what he believes. He said, "You know, there's a hole in my heart. That's why God sent his son Jesus, because there's a hole in men's hearts. And the only thing that can fill it is that baby that was born in a manger, that was the stone that the builders rejected, that snuck up on everybody. And the next thing you know, Herod and Pontius Pilate don't know what to do with him." This hope doesn't disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. See, what's interesting is Jesus is that true gift that keeps giving, because it goes from Jesus to maybe like sprinkle some Christian living into it, and then the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, listen, God wants to fill us every day with the Spirit and keep us full with the Spirit. But what this hope requires, it's what it requires, and it's also what it produces. It's a gift that God gives us today. And this is the sentiment that I want you guys leaving here with. It's number one, it's positive. I'm telling you, if it's positive, it's God. If it's negative, it's the devil. And this hope comes, it's positive. Number two, man, this hope comes, it's confident. And I'll tell you what we all need is we need that confidence that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things are possible to he who believes. Man, that's that confidence that God gives us. It's positive, it's confident. And then there's an expectation. See, I've got an expectation that if I preach the word, signs and wonders are going to follow it in your life. See, you might be sitting here and saying, "Well, but wait a second, it's just church." It's not just church the way you think. It's church that the gates of Hades won't prevail against. It's church where eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the great things that God has for those who walk upright that just simply put him first. See, what do I endeavor to do today is put God first. What am I doing tomorrow? I'm putting God first. And let me tell you, no matter what, it doesn't matter how difficult the situation or circumstances are, I'm going to remain to put God first. You know why? Jesus Christ is the high priest of my confession of hope. This may not be your traditional New Year's or Christmas Eve service, but I want you to leave here knowing that, to be encouraged, that there's a positive, confident expectation now that you can reach out and grab. It's within reach of every one of you. And here's what I'm hopeful of, that you're coming into a season in life that's hope-filled. This Sunday, I was running a few errands. Today, this Sunday, God dropped a message in my heart for this Sunday. Sitting at a stoplight, heading into Broken Arrow, of all odd places. Anybody here from Broken Arrow? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You get in the edge of Broken Arrow, you're going to hear the voice of God. Turn around. No. But you know what it is? God's going to dump a load of favor on our lives. It's going to be produced in our church services Sunday. That his favor is going to be dumped into our lives, and it's going to propel us into a 2020 that's going to bring a season. Now listen to this. There's three words that God gave me. It's going to be a season. There's going to be favor dumped in our lives this weekend. And what it's going to do, it's going to produce three things for our lives in 2020. Number one is revival in our hearts, in our homes, in our church, in our community. Number two is deliverance. I'll tell you, the things where you're trying to run and they trip you up, you take a couple, get a couple steps forward, and then boom, there's a few steps back. Man, there's a fear that's operative in your life. It might be an addiction to something that's subject to gravity. It might be something that the world brings, and it's something you had to deal with, something your daddy dealt with and his daddy dealt with. And I'm telling you, it might be an attitude that you have that's restricting you and keeping you bound and keeping a lid in your life and limiting you. I'll tell you, God's given us an unlimited life because he produced a baby in a manger, and it changed everything. And it gives me hope. And this hope will never disappoint. It's revival. It's deliverance. And now listen to me and listen carefully. It's abundance. I'm telling you right here and right now, I hear the sound of abundance. And let me just tell you, I'm hoping you hear it today. But if you keep coming here, I promise you, you keep coming here, I guarantee you're going to hear that same sound, that sound of abundance in your life. God's going to accept you at such a high level. And listen, and Marlon can tell you, he knew me 40 years ago. God will accept you right where you are, the way you are. Listen, it's that simple. It's revival, it's deliverance, and it's abundance. And I hear the sound of abundance. Can you see your kids serving God? Man, right now you may not be able to see it. You keep coming here, you're going to see it. You're going to hear the sound of it. There's deliverance, there's revival, and there's abundance. And I'll just tell you, I have a positive, confident expectation, a hope that never disappoints for your life in those regards. Can you receive that today? Here, I'll give you another chance. Can you receive that today? Can you receive revival? Can you receive deliverance? Can you receive abundance? I'll tell you, chains are coming off. Lids are coming off. Hope's rising. I said hope's rising. And I'm telling you, my hope is set in granite in Jesus. Is yours? Is your life right with God? Is Jesus the Lord of your life? I'll tell you, you're going to come Sunday and the heavens are going to open up with favor in your life. And listen, it's going to be favor with God and man. You know that boss that doesn't like you? That promotion that keeps escaping you? Bible says promotion doesn't come from a lateral place. It comes from above. God's going to give you promotion in your life in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you've accepted and received his son that he gave to you as the solution for everything you have to deal with in life. Is your life right with God? Is Jesus the Lord of your life? Are you in here today at Christmas Eve 2019 and you need a fresh start? Well, God wants to give it to you. Let's all pray. Just pray with me. Father God, I give you my life. I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. I'm trusting you, God. I mean it with everything. Because of the Lordship of Jesus, in my life, all things work together for good. Because I love you, God, and I'm called according to your purpose. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, period. End of subject. Things are getting better. God, I thank you for 2020. It's a year of revival. It's a year of deliverance. It's a year of abundance. And God, I hear the sound. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, give the Lord a hand, will you?
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.